My name is Ayonalyn, and today Ayla and I are going to be sharing a podcast on the St. Mary's Residential School. To start us off, the St. Mary's Residential School was opened from 1861 to 1984 in Mission, B.C. The school was established by the Oblates of Mary Immaculate and initially run by Father Fouquet. In 1861, it opened as a school for boys, and in 1868, a separate building in town was built for girls. In the school's first year, they housed 42 boys. It was said that the abuse wasn't that bad in the first few years, but that changed pretty dramatically. It got worse as they aged. The first was operated by the Roman Catholic Church of Canada, and the second was operated by the Canadian federal government. There's many accounts of abuse, but the government says there's no evidence to support it. The school operated near the Fraser River for nearly two decades, then moved further uphill in 1882. The school's move in 1882 was initially to make room for the construction of the Canadian Pacific Railway. The boys and girls had separate dormitories. The girls' residence not only housed all the girls in the school, but also housed the nuns, quarters, and infirmary, a recreation room, and a chapel. The boys' residence was divided into three floors. All of the boys in the school would be on the third floor, the oblate priest on the second floor, and a chapel, play hall, and classroom on the first floor. During the St. Mary's early days, the school emphasized academics and the Catholic catechism. But after a while, the St. Mary's Residential School main focus slowly became agriculture and industrial skills. Parents who were able to were allowed to visit, and some families camped around the school. The schools also allowed students to visit the town of Mission only until 1948, though. When the government-run school was closed in 1985, this made it the last functioning residential school in British Columbia. Now, you may be wondering, who may the schools have affected during its time? I'm here to answer that question for you. Many people were actually affected in the process of the St. Mary's Residential School, such as the Mission BC, Pequilis Indian Reserve, Stolo peoples, which spoke the Hukulam language. There were multiple bands in the Stolo Nation, making it 24 to be exact. A few of these bands were Lekwalems, Shwai, Shuktun, and Kwantlen. How is it still affecting people, you may ask yourself? Physical health outcomes linked to the residential schooling included poorer general and self-rated health, increased rates of chronic and infectious diseases. Effects on mental and emotional well-being included mental distress, depression, addictive behaviors, and substance misuse, stress, and suicidal behaviors as well. The grounds of the Catholic Mission School are now part of a Fraser River Heritage Park, as the school itself has been destroyed. A new tower bell was constructed in the year 2000 and houses the original 1875 bell from the Mission. In 2001, the Mission Indian Friendship Center provided funds to build a covered picnic shelter in the park. The park is also home to the OMI Cemetery, where priests, nuns, and students of the Mission School were buried. After 1985, land and buildings of the government-run school were initially leased to the Kwakalitza Training Center, and in 2005 were returned to the Stolo as reserve lands. The land formally regained its Stolo name of Pequilis and is used by 21 different First Nation governments. There is a newer St. Mary's School just outside of Heritage Park. A Native-owned company named Monog Crafts Ltd. uses the newer building as headquarters. Monog makes First Nations dream catchers and themed jewelry that is sold all over the world. Fraser Valley Aboriginal Child and Family Services, Hiyakmith, also operates out of the building, as well as various community groups such as the daycare and self-defense classes.
A St. Mary's Residential School survivor says that he got physically abused and then he got sexually abused. He struggles with emotional connections with females due to the nuns. He said when he was first taken, it felt like his soul was ripped away. Due to the amount of physical and mental abuse, he blocked out his emotions to try and lessen the abuse. He said he knew he lost part of himself and his culture and life after graduating St. Mary's Residential School. Here are some facts from the story. The horrendous feeling that was put in my mind with the regard to fear from being strapped or watching the strap go on little kids every day that never ever left my mind, said Pierre. That in the old school seemed to be rampant daily, watching little kids be strapped for things that are uncontrollable by them, like wetting the bed. Little is left of the old St. Mary's Residential School, which was replaced by a new St. Mary's a short walk away in 1961. The buildings were torn down in 1965, according to Pierre. And the old school is a reminder of physical abuse he and his classmates suffered, but the new school, he said, is where the sexual abuse ran rampant. I never understand what they were doing, trying to kill the culture. I thought they were trying to kill the child, said Ginger. It's violent, the strappings, kickings, beatings, slappings, and the emotional part of it is that you get verbally abused as well. That was a piece of cake, part of it, but to take that bed every night with the smack up on the head for years, it starts to add up. You start to think about yourself poorly, he said. Now that we've went through the stories and facts from the stories, I'm going to go into more of the school information. It operated near the Fraser River for nearly two decades, then moved further uphill in 1882 to make room for the construction of the Canadian Pacific Railway. Boys and girls had separate dormitories, with the girls' resident also housing the nuns' quarters and infirmary, a recreation room, and a chapel. The boys' residence housed all of the boys on the third floor, the oblate priests on the second floor, and the chapel, play hall, and classroom on the first floor. In its early days, the school emphasized academics and the Catholic catechisms, but its focus shifted towards the agriculture and industrial skills. Parents who were able and allowed to visit, and some families camped around the school. Students were also allowed to visit the town of Mission until 1948. When the government-run school was closed in 1985, it was the last functioning residential school in British Columbia. They now use the grounds of the Catholic Mission School are now a part of the Fraser River Heritage Park, as the school itself has been destroyed. A new bell tower was constructed in 2000 and houses the original 1875 bell from the Mission. In 2001, the Mission Indian Friendship Center provided funds to build a covered picnic shelter in the park. The park is also home to the OMI Cemetery, where priests, nuns, and students of the Mission Residential School were buried. The land formerly regained its Stolo name of Puyallup Exiles, and is used by 21 different First Nation governments. There is a newer St. Mary's School just outside of the Heritage Park, a Native-owned company. Monogu Crafts Ltd. uses the newer buildings as headquarters. Monogu makes First Nation dream catchers, and themed jewelry is sold all over the world. Fraser Valley Aboriginal Child and Family Services also operates out of the buildings, as well as various community groups such as daycare and self-defense classes.